Hello.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care. Am I speaking with Cynthia?
You are. And
Okay,
your name
great.
is Dina?
Yes, you were just talking with Jasmine, right?
I was.
Okay, great. So I just wanted to follow up. I'm in the intake department, which means I'll be assisting you regarding Maureen. So I see here from the notes that it looks like we need to switch Maureen to a different agency and get new caregivers. Is
Oh,
that correct?
absolutely. Yeah, my sister's going to have a hissy fit, and her husband will, and my mom, but they're robbing her blind. They have to take my sister. They cannot let my sister or brother-in-law and even my brother in charge of her money. She's on Medicaid, and my mom gets, she's still from the state. She gets a nice amount of Social Security, plus she gets a pension. Plus, she gets my late father's pension, and she's on Medicaid. And my sister is gets a disability. And her disability is on her back. Everything hurts. She can't move, and she can't do that. So how's she supposed to help a 98-year-old woman?
And who is the POA here? It's your sister?
Power of attorney?
The power of attorney, yes. I'm sorry.
My brother is, and my brother-in-law is the second. There's two of them.
Okay, your brother and your brother-in-law.
Oh yeah, my brother-in-law is under house arrest. He's a career criminal, and coming up for a trial for selling and dealing drugs. Yeah.
So the best thing that we can do right now is get in contact with your service coordinator, because she'd be the one doing the actual transfer, and she'd also be able to assist you in regards to what's going on. Okay, so that's at UPMC. So if you give me a minute, I'm going to dial them in and try to get a hold of her. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hold on one moment.
They're not gonna, my name won't be brought up, will it?
UPMC Community Health Choices. This is Jeff on a recorded line. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Dina. I'm reaching out from Family First Care, and I have a patient's representative on the line, and we were looking to speak with our service coordinator.
Okay, what's the patient's date of birth?
It's 12/11/1927.
And the name?
The first name is Maureen, last name is Anthony.
Gotcha. And their address and phone number?
Do you want to provide that, Cynthia?
Sure, I could do that. Excuse me, it's 358. Okay, the name of the road is Bloody, Bloody, Spring Road.
City, state, and zip.
Burnville, Bernville, 19506.
And the phone number.
Okay, 610-488-1466. My name will not be brought up, will it?
Pardon me?
Will my name be kept out of this?
Well, I mean, you're on the recording now, but we can just have a call with the provider here.
What do you mean, the provider?
We're just, either way, until we get in contact with the service coordinator, your information won't be told to anybody.
My name cannot be brought up because my brother-in-law threatened to kill me. Yeah, it's a bad, bad situation. He's a drug dealer. He's on house arrest. And he's there. It's bad. It's bad.
So if anyone calls you PMC asking if Cynthia called, you cannot reveal any information, basically.
No, this has to be 100% confidential.
Okay. The service coordinator is Catherine Rex.
And with who's she with?
She's Maureen's service coordinator at the UPMC.
Oh.
Okay, Cynthia, I don't have you on the record as an authorized personal representative, so I can't disclose any information to you. I can request the service coordinator to call the provider here.
Okay.
To call who?
Us. And then once we get the service coordinator on the line, we can resolve it with you.
Right. So why don't you drop off the line, Cynthia, and I'll just finish the call with her.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, please.
Uh-huh. We'll be in touch with you once we get a hold of the service coordinator.
Okay. Just please do not mention my name.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
I enjoy living and I like my house. And the reason I say this is he's threatened me so many times. I work and I only work like 4 hours a day. I went to work one morning. I breed dogs, healthy dogs, no problem, came home, one's dead. The next day I wake up and I have a flat tire.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Okay.
And someone had,
yeah. Go ahead and drop off and we'll just keep you out of this, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes,
bye. Bye-bye. You too. I'll try. Bye.